All right. Well, for this recording, I'll just say this is Trudy Griswold, and we're part of the Angel Speak Book Study Group, and tonight is our third class, Class 3. Tonight is July 24th, 2019, and I was just beginning the class talking about last week. We talked about the four fundamentals of how to work with our angelic team, how to call upon them, how to learn to ask them for help on anything in our life that we'd like to have, do, or become. And it sounds so simple, and yet it works so well, and it helps us in reaching out to our angels. It really helps us form this connection, the partnership, the feeling like you're never alone. And so I'm asking if anybody had a moment during the week where they called upon their angels or asked for help or something. Anybody have that?
Yeah, I'm Julie.
Uh-huh.
Today I'm in a mindfulness class meditating, and I noticed when she played music this time, and every time I hear music, I don't know why, but I just start thinking of my husband and start, tears just come. So mm-hmm. I asked my angels to, if they could help alleviate the pain when music comes on so I can enjoy the music.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything back on it, but that was what my request was.
Okay. Well, good. You know, yeah, there's no limitation on asking. We all have different needs at different times, so I think that's great. And, yeah, you know, it is interesting how every event that happens in our life teaches us a new thought, you know, method, or how to live life differently, or how to open to new ways of being. And I do know that our loved ones in spirit certainly are there with us so often, so much. Have you have you ever felt your husband's energy, Julie?
I have, and this morning before I actually opened my eyes, I was I've been putting together for a celebration of life like a video with pictures and this one song, and it keeps going over in my head. And then I looked at the clock, and it said 6:13, and his birthday is 6:13. And I thought, okay, I know you're here.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Absolutely. Yesterday was the day of Barbara's passing. And I was thinking about her and talking with her and everything. And, you know, it's just, it is amazing how we can get these reminders or these high signs that, yeah, we're still here, you know. And so that's a great thing, too. Good. Well, that's good. All right. Anybody else have an experience or something that happened this past week that you wanted to share?
Yeah, Christine.
I'm
always asking the angels for signs. I'll ask them for a cardinal or something to just to let me know that I'm on the right path. So
right.
I ask them to just show me like little beams of light, because sometimes somebody had told me recently that you'll see that. You'll see like little like beams of light in a room or something, and you'll know that's your angels. So I had asked, I guess, about 2 weeks ago, and nothing had happened. But I was walking off of my deck, and I have to go around to the other side of my house to turn off the spigot. So I was walking towards the spigot. I turned it off, and when I turned around, there were like 100 fireflies in front of me.
Oh,
it was the most
wow.
amazing thing I have ever seen in my life.
Oh my gosh.
And they were all just going on and off. And it was, I just stood there for 15 minutes just in complete awe.
That is so great.
So it was really, you know, so I got my beam of light, my little beam of light.
You got it all right. That's wonderful.
Yeah,
you know, it doesn't, sometimes it doesn't have to make sense, by the way. I just wanted to say that. Like, we think a beam of light would come like a flashlight, maybe, you know.
Right.
But the fact is, that's light personified. Beautiful. All right. Dee, how was your week? Did you have any aha moments or anything happen?
No, I didn't. I mean, I have a lot of synchronicities, and when I, sorry, my dog is barking. I do always ask my angels to help me find things, and they usually it help me find them, find whatever.
Good.
So
that's
pretty cool.
Yeah. No kidding. Well, you know, this whole business of being, it, who's having the mindful class? Who was saying that? Julie? Was that you?
Julie, yes.
Yeah. See, that's great because that's what the angels actually taught me how to be. And I, you know, it's wonderful to just know that if you do ask, or when you ask, or and it doesn't even matter how you ask for support or something, maybe we'll have that be your homework for this week, is asking for something and then seeing how it was returned, because it will be more than you know. So that's great. Okay. And Nanette, are you on? Okay, Jerry. All right. Rahel, did you have anything fun or exciting happen this week with the angels?
I did, actually. I've been having a lot of issues health-wise, and I asked to be led to the right person. And I didn't really want to go to the doctor, but I just, because I knew it was something more that was addressing my growth, so I just didn't want to go and get something that would numb the pain, but more understand the, get an understanding of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was worried because I thought it was a kidney issue, and I prayed, I said, just lead me to the right person. So I went, finally I went to the acupuncturist, and then she was telling me, don't be afraid, you know, don't need data, but we can fix it. And I said, I'm afraid it's my kidney. She said, no, it's a bladder issue, but I'm going to give you something that's going to address the problem. So she gave me this tea, and it took the pain away.
Wow.
And then it gave me the courage, and then she did some needles, and it gave me the courage to go ahead and do the blood work and get the urine sample.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with confidence, and I just kept getting this reassurance that everything was going to be okay. More like I would hear it in my head or in my heart that you're okay, you're well cared for. Don't worry, this issue will be resolved.
Good.
And so, in that regard, I do feel like I got my questions answered.
Connection, yeah, that's
yes.
Great.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, it's they're pretty amazing. Well, that's great,
they
ladies.
Are. They
yeah.
Are.
Yeah. Anybody have a question before we look at our book and talk about how to get a written message from the angels. Now, all right, is everyone writing with, has, Who here has been writing with their angels before this class? Anyone? No.
I have, just I haven't been doing the last week. But yes,
oh, okay.
I have done it. Yeah.
All right.
And it's pretty amazing when you do it because it's so true.
Yes.
You
is this
just too late and you don't even realize. I'm sorry, it's Christine.
Oh, Christine. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, as you start to write, and you just keep writing and writing, and you realize that you have no idea what you're writing.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And then
boy, that's
the truth. And you look back, and you're amazed that this just came from me.
I know.
But I haven't been seeing it on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah. Well, it comes through us, not from us. And that's, it's like, because we don't specifically, consciously try to get something, it is amazing. It's like, wow, what a neat thing to have happen, you know? So good. Anybody else been writing with your angels or know how to do it?
This is Dee. I've been doing it. I just have not, I'm just not always sure that it's from them. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't have the confidence that it's from them. I'm sure it is. It's just, being confident that it, I feel like sometimes I'm making it up, but.
That's very common.
I don't think I am. Yeah.
You know, I remember, I mean, I still have my moments of, is this what I wanted or is this what they were saying, you know? And so I think we just kind of float in and out of that thought. But I will say this, the more we do it, the easier it gets and the more you know it's them. So that's the good news. And they can really give us inspiration, ideas, direction, support. It's amazing. All right. Julie, have you been writing your angels?
Well, I have an issue with my arm, so my right arm, and so I don't write per se, but sometimes I'll get something in my head, so I'll go to the typewriter, or the computer, not typewriter. I have gotten things. It's just, I can't write for a long time. How's that? It's more on the computer, which I guess it doesn't matter which way it goes. So.
It doesn't. Yeah. It really doesn't. All right. And Rahel, have you been writing with your angels?
Hello?
Rahel?
A long time ago I attempted it. And then I doubted myself because it was just this flow of information, and I didn't know if it was my head or what I wanted to hear.
Yes.
And then I just walked away from it. And today I just put all the journals, all my writing tools in one area, just rearranged my office in a way that will give me the permission to just sit with the angels and start really communicating. I'm really determined to do it right and get it right this time because it feels like I have a lot of questions and it feels like they have a lot that they want to communicate to me. And I think that's one of the reasons I've been having these health challenges. It's more of me needing to do something. So I'm really interested in knowing what's going to happen in this class so that I could do it right.
Good. Well, that's great. Yes. The best part about this class is that, first of all, they say there are no accidents. Things don't, things are not just happenstance. There's always a larger plan at work. And so I know that the people that are in the class and actively participating in each of these chapters, you can think of them as a brush up or helping get, you to move forward with your communication with your angelic realm. And, boy, they are, you know, plus, by the way, I will be able to give everybody validation as to, yep, that's you, that's not them, and all that kind of thing. So it seems like everybody online had written at one time or another, and but what I would love to do is I'd like to go through the seven steps to talking with your angels just briefly, just to jog everybody's memory, and then we'll do several writings and see what they have to share. You know, at the beginning of every chapter in the book Angels Speak, Barbara and I had a little prayer written by the angels, and it's a cross from the each chapter beginning across the page, and the prayer for this particular chapter is, the angels tell us, because you learned to read, you can now read all the books. Because you learned to hear us, you can now hear all the angels. And it's just, you know, it's so synonymous with our awakening and moving forward. So it seems like they always have the just right thing to share with us. Okay. So does everyone online have your book? I'm open to page 41. If you don't have the book, that's okay. Just relax and you can listen, because I'm going to, out loud, I'm going to speak of the the seven steps. So just a moment here. Hold on. Okay, one of the things the angels told Barbara and me is, you know, you can, anybody and everybody can learn to receive a message in writing from their angelic group. And, of course, Barbara was the first one who got the writings, and it, I would say, oh, that's so great, and so please write for me and tell the, you know, ask the angels this and that. And what happens is the angel said, no, it's time for Trudy to learn how to do this also. And so I thought, well, no, Barb, only Barb knows how to do this, I don't. And then, of course, much to my amazement, I got a beautiful writing. The angels say that the best thing to do is to practice your writing. Just you have learned anything. Pray for guidance, insight. Remain open to the skill and allow it to come to you. Remember, all knowledge is already within you. All you need to do is to access it. And I've thought about that a lot recently, that the angels tell us that God puts within each one of us everything that we're going to need to learn this lifetime before we come. When God makes our soul, things are implanted in our soul that help us. And so I just... when I think about people who have these, everybody has a special gift. Everybody has a special something that's yours and yours only that is within you. And like I never knew, I knew I loved to help people, and I knew that I loved the angels and loved to work with them. But I never knew that I could write a book when the angels asked me, the two of us, to do that. actually four books or five books now. So it's surprising what begins to happen for us. And the angels say, when you are learning, you are doing nothing more than remembering what you already know. Skill comes with repetition, as in flying an airplane. You can already know how to fly an airplane in your brain. The skill comes through the practice of it. Knowledge will come to you in many ways, through study, through dreams, through experience. All will be there for you when you manifest the desire. In order to connect with us in writing, all you need do is pray, breathe, listen, write, accept, follow your inner knowing, and trust. So that was their entree into writing them. Hi. Yes. Who's this?
This is Rahel. Can you repeat the pray, breathe?
Yeah. You know what I'll do? Those are the seven steps that they just gave us. So I am going to share that with you right now, okay? I'm going to tell you those seven steps. So does everybody have a piece of paper that you can write on? Okay, tell me when you're all set there with a blank sheet of paper.
Yep.
Okay. All righty. Here's what I'd like you to do. I would like you, on your piece of paper, to, in the middle of the paper, draw a circle that's about the size of a 50-cent piece. Do you remember 50-cent pieces? Oh, dear. We're giving away our age here, I think.
We are.
Oh, all right. So make a circle, and in the middle of that circle, write the words, the seven steps. The seven steps. Okay. And then I would like you, from the edge of that circle that you just made, I'd like you to draw a line about as long as your index finger, I guess. Just draw a line out from the circle and draw seven lines going around the circle. 5, 6, 7 there. And it kind of looks like, you know, when we were kids, how we made the sun, you know, the circle. Okay. Does everybody have that? Okay. Now, at the end of one of those lines, would you write pray? P-R-A-Y. So the first step is pray. And the angels say that prayer is an invitation to God to come to you. It is a simple method of asking. Many lessons have been given on the power of prayer. It is the power of asking that is the true message. The means and method of prayer open the links between man and God. The angels become part of your energy with the invitation of prayer. Oh, they say things so beautifully. I love it. Okay, so praying is asking them to be with you and to keep you safe. Okay, step two, at the next spoke on your wheel, I guess, you could write breathe. Breathe. And the angels come to us through air. They are spirit, and in order to enter into your body, They first surround your being with energy. They slide into your cells through your breath. People do tend to be shallow breathers. Concentrate on longer and slower breaths rather than short little breaths. If you want to know what the energy of breathing deeply feels like, put a straw in your mouth and inhale slowly, then exhale. Breathe in through your straw again. The purpose is not to hyperventilate, but to know what it feels like to open your lungs to the bottom. Think of divine energy coming in on the inhale, and think of each exhale as making room for more love to enter you. So breathing is absolutely the way breathe and be of serene nature. It not only draws them in, it helps center us, it helps invite them in. Okay. Now, step three is listen. Listen. And sometimes the messages will come to you as a feeling or just a knowing. A translation process occurs. It is like Morse code. Energy is sent, and you intuitively know how to interpret its meaning. Occasionally, when you begin to become more aware, you may seem to hear more clearly, see colors more intensely, or feel a strong sense of energy around you or flowing through you. Sometimes people feel afraid of this intensity or this energy that starts coming in, but a sensory experience can be a natural part of the process. It is like opening your inner being. And usually the angels come to you as a whisper, soft and gentle. It will seem as your own thoughts, but we will stop and start. If you hear three words, we'll type or write the three words. They may be a pause between the next words, but they will come. You don't have to force it. For me, I do not hear words. I've never heard the angels like, I'm talking to you, you know? And people often say, well, how can you write books with them and not hear them? But when I get their messages, it is like I'm having these fabulous thoughts go through my thinking. And so if you don't get, you know, a word, just whatever you're thinking of, write that down. Okay.
So, Trudy, this is Julie.
Yeah.
When your angels told you to turn on the recorder, how did you get the message?
Oh, good question. The way I get it is I get between my in the middle of my forehead, in my third eye, I get pictures. So my gift, everybody has a gift as to how they take in information. Mine is I saw the telephone is what I saw, and I knew that I needed to fix the phone, you know, and make sure. Some people get the pictures like I do. Some people do hear words, and or I'll get a thought all of a sudden, you know, like, don't forget to turn on, you know, the recordings. Sometimes it comes that way, too.
Okay.
Yeah. How do you get yours?
Well, it sort of changes, but one time I got it actually with words in my head.
Uh-huh.
And other times it's more of a strong feeling of some sort that I've got to either not do what I'm doing or do what I'm doing, if that makes sense. So
I understand. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just that's a knowing. It's just, you know what you know, but you don't know how you know it. It's just there. Yeah.
Yes.
Or that those thoughts that, you know, it's they're all kind of, it's so softly and gently kind of is there that, you know, it's not like a big thing. It's just, oh, you just take notice or receive it. Yeah. So who else wants to share how they get their messages?
Hey, Christine, this is, I get thoughts. Because I talk to them all day long, and I'll ask them a yes and no, and they tell me yes and no. So I talk to them all day, and I just ask them questions all day.
Good.
Should I do this, or should I do that, or should I go here, or what should I do, or blah, 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 blah. And they say no, yes.
Okay.
And then sometimes I get nothing. Sometimes I get, and it's like almost, and I understand if, you know. And I've also gotten, too, where we can't answer that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You know, they're very upfront and honest and open. And, yeah, it's sometimes I don't like to ask yes or no questions because it's sometimes I want to know more or I want them to expand, you know. So, for example, you know, I would, instead of saying, let's say, are my gifts flowing, you know, if I ever would ask a silly question like that. But anyway, that would be a yes or no question. But I would say, but I'm learning to ask them, like, have I received all the spiritual gifts, or are they still being brought forth? Something like that, you know, and that makes them write back to me or give me full information. And that's something that comes with time, I realized, because I want a lot of info. I want a lot of teaching, so I ask a lot of questions. Okay. Someone else was going to tell how they do theirs. Who was that? Christine?
No, this is Rahel.
Oh, Rahel, yes.
Mine is a feeling. Sometimes I hear it in my head. Sometimes it's in my body. It's kind of a knowing.
Perfect.
I seldom see images. Maybe it's because I'm looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm not, I can see images also. But, you know, I seem to stop myself. I get excited and I get in my way. And
I understand that. Yeah. Well, you know, it is interesting. One of the things, if I ask them, you know, I have lost my, you know, my pen or that, whatever it may be. If I ask them, they will show me very vividly in my head where the pen is. Like, I've had people call me and say, Trudy, I've lost this wallet and this, you know, that sort of thing. And they would show me, for example, that space between the wall and a dresser, maybe, where it had fallen down. Or they'll show me that piece of furniture, that kind of thing. So that it's really fun as time goes on how the different ways do start popping up. And then you know you're really connected and things are flowing beautifully. Okay. All right. Now, anyone else that wants to share that? Okay. Well, step four is, at the end of one of your spokes there, put down the word write, W-R-I-T-E, that kind of write. Hear the words come just a second before they are written. You will hear, you know, if I could write this book over again, I wouldn't use the word here so often. I would rather use the word know. So I would say, just know the words come a second before they are written. You will receive. Do not worry about it making sense. You do not have to go into some spiritual state. Just write what you know as you receive it. Sometimes you will receive thought sentences where you know what you're going to write in total, like a life story. You know already, or a phrase you frequently use. The harder you think, the less flow there will be. And so we refer to this as automatic dictation, because, you know, some people say, well, what's the other word that they use when, I can't remember it, for people that get messages and the entity jumps in their body? Oh, shoot.
I can't think of it either.
Oh, Claire, no. Yeah, isn't that funny? Okay.
Channeling?
No.
Channeling?
No. Not channeling. It's, a trans channel? No, wait. It's another way for automatic writing. What do they call that? Oh, well, it'll come to me. If it comes to anybody else in the meantime, let me know.
While you're talking.
Yeah, automatic. Let's see. So, the good news is, what the message comes in the writing. You know, some people keep thinking, well, I'll just sit here until I'll get a download in my head. The fact is that the reason I start each session of writing with a dearest, like Rahel, or, you know, dearest Christine, or we love you and we, we start writing like the angel is already speaking with us. And that's what activates and starts all that information to start coming through. So, right. Okay. And then step five is, on your fifth little spoke there, write the word accept. Accept. What you write is what you write. We are guiding you, but it will feel as though you are making it up. It may always feel as though you are making it up. Acceptance is the most important part. So, yes, you feel as though you're making it up because God in heaven is speaking to you through the angels to the God within you. All within a second. You know it isn't you when you receive poetry or song lyrics or messages from a deceased relative. Messages like this could never be made up by you, and you realize it is beyond your own experience. At times you may doubt or question, but remember the messages are never unloving, unkind, or mean. They are pure angel love. Okay. And then step six. Anybody have trouble with accepting? Yeah, we talked about that a little bit, didn't we? Yes. Is it me? Is this them? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, the more you do it, the more that fades away as time goes on.
Trudy, were you talking about a walk-in, a spirit walk-in?
Yes, walk-in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That kind of thing, yes. This is not that. This is just information flowing to you and through you. And, you know, we get a lot of it. It's been happening for many years. We just always thought it was ourselves thinking things. And now we realize it's the angels. Yeah. Thank you. Yay. Okay, step six, your sixth spoke is inner knowing. Inner knowing. Okay, there will be an absence of ego involved when you start receiving their messages. You will not have to think about it or plan it. It will just flow. It just comes. You will find you don't remember what you wrote after you wrote it. It will always seem fresh. And that's when I realized that it wasn't me. It's like in the morning, I was writing the angels, you know. I always recommend that people write their angels for 21 consecutive days to get, you know, your engine fired up and to get going with the writing. And one morning, I got this great writing, and I put it in a pile of papers on my desk. And so later that evening, I went in to kind of straighten everything up on my desk, and I came across this beautiful writing. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm reading it, and I'm thinking, when did I get this? And it was the writing that I had done that morning. And that's what they mean when they say that you will find you don't remember what you wrote after you wrote it. It will always seem fresh. So every time you write with them, be sure that you write down your question to them, the date you wrote it, and if you ask a question of them also. Because this, Barbara and I have writings from, let's see, our first writings came in 1991, and we still have them, and they are as pertinent today as they were in 1991. And the wisdom that's in those writings is just remarkable. So that's why I always like people to date it and get the questions. All right. And then, any questions about that, you guys? Did anybody else have a moment where you didn't realize or remember the writing that you have?
This is Rahel. This morning, I was rearranging my office, and I have so many journals that I started and not finished. But anyway, I opened it, and it was like, was this me? When did I write this? And it was not just one or two. It was a lot. And it was just, you know, I put everything together so that I could just go back and revisit it, because the writing is profound, and I know I need to write it. So.
Yeah, so you know it wasn't you, right?
Yes.
That's great. Yes. Good. Okay, and then the seventh step is trust. And trust, this is a guidance to speed you along and to teach you skills you will need in your life's work. These are spiritual gifts. You did not have to do anything to receive them. More will be given as you progress. Do not dissect for accuracy. You free will in different timetables create different patterns similar to ocean currents. And, you know, if they say in closing on the seven steps, they say, above all, dear ones, know that this is the most loving thing we can do for you, and we want you to succeed even more than you do. We will help you grow as fast as it is necessary for you to grow this lifetime. We will do all within our power to aid you through loving education and support. All right. So, does anybody have any questions?
I have one question.
Sure.
Number six, was it inner knowing?
Inner knowing, yes.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yep. Good. Okay. Anyone else? All right. Let's get out a clean sheet of paper. And first of all, I'd like to say a prayer. Asking is a prayer. To me, they're synonymous, and I think I mentioned that before. So let's take a nice deep breath now. And for you Catholic school kids, the Angel of God prayer, I like to say, because everybody knows it. It doesn't matter what prayer you pray. So, okay, deep breath. Dearest God, angels of God, my guardian dear, for whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be by my side to rule and guard, to light and guide. Amen. And any prayer, it's just beckoning our team, and then sometimes they'll say, dearest God and angels, please be with me while I write with you. Please help me to receive your messages clearly and to help me open up to the next level or something. You know, praying is, there's no such thing as asking anything incorrectly. They love us and will give us our heart's desires when the time is right. Okay, so now I would like each one of you, one last thing. Angels don't know time nor distance. So even though we're around the country, for them, it's like we're all in the same room. So each one of us is picking up the other's energy and the angelic energy and all the information. It's beautiful the way it flows to all of us beautifully. So start writing this. Dearest, and I'm going to say dearest Trudy. Rahel, you say dearest Rahel because your angels are speaking to you, each one of you. Okay? So you write. Pretend like the angels are there. We love you, and then just keep writing what comes to you. Breathe deeply. And when you feel that you are about ready to stop, ask the angel for its name that's with you. And tell me when you're done.
Done.
Okay, who says?
Steve.
Steve, okay.
Done.
Rahel.
Rahel, okay. And D. Julie, are you done?
I'm done, but I didn't get an angel name, but I'm done.
That's all right. Just keep breathing. It'll pop in there. Christine?
Okay. Yes, I'm done.
Okay. Beautiful. All right. Good. Well, who would like to start by sharing what your writing said with the group? Because, you know, we all heal from each other's writings, too.
I'll go. This is Rahel.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Here is Rahel. We love you and we want to help you achieve your dreams. We will help you write the book everyone has been waiting for. We ask you to take time for yourself and listen. We will give you instructions very soon. And I said, what is your name, dear angels? And it was Abraham and Sarah.
Oh, my. How beautiful. Wow. So, have you been thinking about a book for a while?
For a very long time. Ooh. But more than me, people have been asking me, why don't you write? And I've always said, you know, you show me how to, and I will. Mm-hmm. And then I go, and I freeze, and I stop myself. But... you know, I have not sat down. I've been fearful of the steps without taking the steps, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the chapter? What will I be covering? What's more important?
And then I just don't do
it at all.
Well, that's where the angels really can help you, because that's what happened for Barbara and me. You know, we had never written a book, and... They were our co-authors, our angelic team. And if we said, you know, what would go next or whatever, and it would come to us quickly and easily. If you know, you're thinking in the future rather than being in the moment. And we humans, that's my MO also. I start thinking about all the problems that it would be rather than just doing it. So, you know, maybe take a couple of hours out in the morning or whenever is the best time for you, and sit down, dear angels, how am I going to get this book going? And what is my first step or something, and see what they have to share with you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
Excellent.
You.
You're welcome. Okay. That was beautiful. Thank you very much.
Thank
and
you.
Abraham and Sarah, huh?
Yes.
By the way. That's great. Well... That's really great. You got two of them coming through. Talk about wise ones. That's great. Okay.
Wise ones, yeah.
All righty.
I've been getting Sarah, but I've been doubting it. I don't know why, but when I'm comfortable with knowing it's Sarah, I get deep knowledge, like...
Mm-hmm.
I get a deeper understanding even of my reactions.
Yeah.
And then I find a lot of peace.
Great. Well, don't think about it so much. You know, I think you get in your head and then we kind of talk ourselves out of things.
Yes.
So,
yes, that's me.
Yeah. So just keep going, and don't try to figure out each step of the way. They'll help you with that. Good. Wow. All right. So who wants to go next? Would you like to go, Christine?
Sure.
Okay.
The angel that I got was Jeremiah.
Ooh, neat. Jeremiah. That's a strong name. I love it.
Dear Christine, we love you. We want you to know you are taken care of. Don't worry. When it will happen, you know it will. No need to stress. Your life is in our hands. We are here to guide you and show you the way. You will have many gifts. One will not be more dominant than the other.
Wow. Oh, how does that make you feel?
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Pretty incredible. And right. You know, that's so cool because they're sharing with you what they'll be giving to you and what will be opening. And, you know, it's like, wow, thanks, guys. Let's go.
Patience. I think patience is the hardest thing.
It is. You know, however, if we, you know, Barbara and I talked all over the U.S., and people would say, how did you guys write that book? How did you do it? And, you know, our only answer was, we just did it. You see, it's when we start thinking about it too much, we think ourselves out of it. When we do it and don't give it any thought, just sit down, okay, we're writing, thank you, angel, say my prayer, and let's go. And you start writing with them and allowing that wisdom to flow to you, pretty soon it doesn't feel so big and overwhelming. And so, yeah. And you could go back to Jeremiah and say, okay, what about the gift of, you know, that he's telling you all these beautiful gifts you're going to be getting. Can you tell me more about that, for example? And that's how we build the relationship. So that's great. Good work. Wow. All righty. Anything else, Christina? No? Okay, thank you. Now, who else would like to go? Julie?
Sure. So, dearest Julie, we love you and want you to know that you are a child of God. We have been watching you for a while and send you our love and deepest gratitude for all that you did for Scott. He is aware and awake, wanting to touch your face. He will touch your face and you will feel his touch. And that's it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Have you felt that yet, or this is something that's to come?
I think the touching of the face, no. I have seen, just a lot of 613s, which is his birthday, and 13s at different times, and when I see it, you know, I'll just glance up at the clock or glance at something, and I'll see the number 13, and I'll think of him because I feel that he's right there. So,
sure, yeah,
yeah.
Well, good. So this is even a new way that he'll come through.
Yeah.
How great! And who did you get an angel's name? Did you say?
Well, you know what? It's funny. I asked, and what the few names I came up with, Scott and Fred, and I'm thinking, I don't think they're names for angels, but how do I know? So
Yeah. Absolutely. Scott and Fred.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. There are names that come through that seem funny, but, you know, why not? So.
Sure.
Love it. Okay. Thank you. And Dee, would you share with us?
Sure. Dearest Dee, we love you, and we are happy
happy with your path. Continue to write to us. It'll help you hear us, and you will get better as time goes on. Don't stop writing. Believe you can do it. It will come, and will continue to get better and more confident. And you will continue to get better and more confident at it. And
great.
Then my angel said it was Ryan, and I'm kind of like Julie because I think it was Julie. I got Ryan, and then another time I wrote him another day and asked Angel's name. I got like Ralph and Jason, and I just thought that they were funny names.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, Julie got Scott and Fred, so you just never know. You know, I wonder if that name Ryan has to do with Orion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Orion. And you know, in the stars, he's such a warrior and he's so strong. And so you could write back and say, did I hear you clearly? Is it Ryan or Orion?
Okay.
Yeah. Cuz you know, sometimes there's just the slightest difference in when you're hearing, when you're learning a new way to listen is what we're doing.
Yeah.
And so maybe you could check that out too. Super.
Okay.
All right. So now, let's see. I got a beautiful message for the group. And this is what it started off, you know, dearest children, they think of us as their sweet children, you know, the angels. They say, we love you, and we want you to know that each one of you is doing amazingly well. God is with you, and we angels are giving you love, guidance, and support. Ask us often for help in all areas of your life. Ask us for help often. John, Paul, and the All are my angels. And I told you the story of how I got their name in the shower one time. You know, angels like running water or water. They can come to us easily, so I used to go to the beach as often as I could to write the angels, and it just flowed like crazy. But then I realized if I'm near water of any kind, that I can connect with them. So anyway, I was in the shower minding my own business, and I got this very clearly that your angel's name are John and Paul. And I thought, boy, that's so cool. Two angels. Woo-woo, you know. And so when I got out, I was talking with them. I wrote down some stuff, and I said, why do I have two angels? And I told you this story, didn't I, you guys?
Yeah, but
okay. And they said, because John was a healer, Paul was a teacher, and that they said that that's what you do this lifetime. So that's why we have come to you, and we'll be with you for anything in your life that you'd like to have, do, or become. And I share that with you guys because I love it if everybody, tonight is your first night, you could figure this to be the first evening of writing your angels, or day of writing your angels, for 21 consecutive days. Now, that's about 3 weeks, I think, isn't it? 7 times 3 is 21. Yeah, 3 weeks. Because they say it takes 3 weeks to learn a new habit.
Yeah.
And so, you know, by the time that 3-week period would be up, is up, you'll be amazed at how you just let it flow, and it's so easy. and you trust it, and it's no big deal. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To do it. So can you guys commit to 21 days of writing them?
Yes.
I'll try. Yeah.
Oh. All right. Just do it, guys. Any day, time of the day, doesn't matter. You find out what's best for you. But this is just the beginning of the first day of the rest of your life, you could think of it as. And, wow, you know, the angels do come and go in our life. I know I mentioned that before. So, you know, you'll get new angel names, you'll get new energies, new thoughts, and it'll just pick up your mood, too. So, and remember, the angel said in my writing to you guys that you are all doing amazingly well, and God is with you, and we angels are giving you love, guidance, and support. Ask us for help. Okay. Super. All right. Do you feel like, can you share maybe what's holding you back?
This is Dee. Just trusting that I'm not making up what words are coming up, you know, I'm writing in the paper.
Yeah.
And being confident that
yeah,
the angels.
I get it. And, you know, you're on your way to getting it. And, you know, just stop asking that question. Is this you or me? Just read it as, wow, that was great. And if you're using regular paper, get a three-ring binder, you know, maybe. Or get a journal where that's where my angel messages are. That's my book wisdom. You could think of that book as your wisdom place. So, excellent, you guys. Okay. Wow. We got a lot accomplished tonight, I think. So,
mm-hmm.
who has a question that I could help you with, or something you've been wondering about or thinking about?
This is Julie. Did you say that do you do like one-on-one trying to reach somebody's
readings? Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay.
My team of angels talks with the persons I'm with, team of angels, and I just, you know, keep passing through what's being shared, and it can be really something.
Okay.
How they do that.
Okay.
Hey, Julie. Uh-huh. Julie, this is Dee, and I have done one with Trudy, and it's very nice. So I recommend it. Yeah,
aww.
I recommend it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. You know what I want to do? We just have a few minutes here. It's 8:15. I have these. I'm going to draw a card and see what the angels want to share with you. So, Rahel, I'm going to draw a card for you, okay?
Okay.
All righty.
This is a nice surprise.
Yeah. The card I drew is forgiveness.
Mm.
And there, you know, we humans have a way sometimes of taking on responsibility about things. But I feel that deep within you, there's something that you do need to forgive, that is painful for you. Is that true?
You know, I've been working with forgiveness, and I think I do a great job, but there is and it's interesting because I'm taking another class called Spontaneous Transformation that looks at things with objectivity, and, you know, I'm trying to go back to the memory where I got stuck, you know, holding on to pain. Right now, going with this kidney and bladder pain that normally clears within 3 days, why I'm having it, and, you know, it stems with fear, and as a child, I had a lot of kidney issues, and people were not very nice to me growing up, the teachers. I went to a Catholic school, but all that is behind me because I think it's made me who I am today. But at the level of forgiveness or sensitivity, I do find myself sensitive, and I don't know. I think it's more forgiving myself. I think I've been more hard on myself than on bearing a grudge on someone else.
Oh, yes.
Well,
I understand that.
I'd love to clarify that. Forgiveness shows up. I mean, I'm in my office now. I've got so many books on forgiveness. And everything is forgiveness. My prayer is forgiveness, you know. But I'm still stuck.
Alrighty.
Well, wondering how I can overcome that.
Okay. I'll help you get unstuck, okay?
Okay.
First of all, pray to God and your angels that you find a way or to forgive yourself. And, you know, that's a process of just allowing sometimes to let things come up. Or another way I think that is very helpful is giving to the angels, like Archangel Michael. You know, Michael is so strong, and he's so, he just has so much goodness. And I've given him things that have been so painful and asked him to take this pain that I have been feeling and that has held me back or has left me, you know, gets in the way of my life or whatever. I give him this pain, and he takes it up into the universe and releases it and has it transmuted into, from forgiveness, all the pain, to letting all the love come back down and encase me and help me heal and all. So that is a powerful exercise to do. And I'd encourage you to try that. To somehow, in thinking about Michael taking it that far away and, you know, having it dissolve into nothing more than just loving, healing goodness that comes back to me. It just, there's such a feeling, an energy of love and joy. So give that a thought and see if that helps.
Well, I'm willing to give anything because I've really struggled with this for a long time.
Right.
It's not like I had a bad childhood or something, but it's just an impression that got stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm having this, and I mean, I've gone through a lot the past 4 years with the passing of my brother. But, you know, and my perception of the people who are really close to me has changed. I've become very distant. But sadness has taken over. And I always ask myself, where am I holding something? Why am I making people responsible for the way I'm feeling? So I've really been asking and praying and
good.
This
good.
Has been my journey. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, just give it away to God and the angels, and they can help you with it. You can put it down, as they say, you know, that expression
oh,
of
I'd
just
love
put
to.
It down. It's just like that. Okay. God bless.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, Dee.
Yes.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Dee? Okay.
Yes.
Here I am.
Okay.
Okay. I just drew a card for you, and it's healing.
Okay.
And are you in the process of, you know, healing about some things that have come up for you recently?
And probably healing. Just healing relationships, healing
health-wise,
just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, they say, the angels say, we're here on this earth to learn and grow and everything. And sometimes that healing pain can... or period of time can take us through. They're saying it's like walking through a doorway also, whether it's healing, you know, body, mind, spirit, forgiveness. Sometimes I do an exercise with individuals at my seminars where I have we're standing there, and I ask individuals to think of right in front of them is a doorway. And on this side of the door is the, you know, the difficulty or the pain or whatever it might be. And just to walk, step through a doorway, an imaginary doorway, and on the other side is all the love and healing goodness and that's there for us, and feel lighter with each breath, because this I get that you're quite a healer yourself. Have you ever like done Reiki or anything, learned a healing modality for other people to share with others?
A long time ago I did something like Reiki, but no,
All right. Well, I feel that this is, golly, that you have healing gifts within you, and that, you know, you're opening enormously. You know, sometimes we have little ahas and awakenings, but I just get that you're in a period of time of taking things to the next level, for sure.
Okay.
Thank you. Good. You're welcome. All right, Christine. Why don't I draw one for you, okay?
Yes.
Christine?
Yes.
Are you... Okay. I drew a card of obedience. Obedience. That's an interesting word, because it means we can be obedient to others, we can be obedient to ourselves. The angels' love, you know, is always present with us. We are their work. It's a lot about growth, I believe, also. So, what do you think this card might mean?
I don't know.
Wow. All right.
It was so weird, because when you pulled out the healing card, I was like, in everything that you said about the healing card,
I was like, I think that was from me. It was really
it was my card, yeah. Well, that's right. That's why it's so valuable to work in groups, because
yeah.
It can, if it resonates with you, that's you. It's for you in some way. I think this card is honestly talking about you taking care of yourself and being vigilant or obedient or whatever word you'd like to use to, you know, like eating better or more exercise or more fun time or whatever is kind of lacking in some areas of your life, to just tap in and make sure that you do that and get what you need to help you heal and grow and move forward. Okay? Yeah. You're welcome. Good. Now, Julie?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, okay. This is purpose that I drew for you.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and have you been looking at new avenues or opening some new doors or moving forward?
Yes. When my husband first got sick in 2007, I was kind of writing emails to people about what was going on with him. He had a heart transplant, and he was really sick. And so at that time, I thought, maybe I'll do something with it someday. But then, you know, he came home, and life went on, and then he got Alzheimer's. And so I started writing again, not sending it out, but just writing and keeping track of a lot of things that were happening and how I felt and how he progressed and all that. So anyway, my goal is to put that into a book and then to go out and talk to caregivers and kind of help them as they go through this journey.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Wow, that is great. Yes. You know, people, sometimes when things happen to us, we feel so alone, you know, that rush of, gosh, is there anybody else out there or whatever. And sharing information like that and all is so healing to others. And that's wonderful. Yeah. You know, it's through the difficulties, there's always a light. And, you know, it sounds like you're doing well, so well. And because saying goodbye to a loved one in body, we know they're still around, but from their body, it's a huge life transformation, to put it mildly. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, good. All right. Well, does anybody, so keep working on that purpose thing, and whatever, you know, like the healing card and the, you know, taking care of ourselves, being good to ourselves and all this, forgiveness. These are basic, important, you know, really the areas of our life that the newness, we start attracting the angels and the life that we really do want to live or things we want to get rid of. And boy, that'll open doorways before you know it. So these are the kinds of things that I want you guys to be asking the angels about, and many more questions or thoughts that you have. So everybody, tonight's night one, and if you could keep going, that'd be great.
Okay.
All right.
Love you.
Yeah. Thank you. Now, one last thing. I am I am going home to my high school class reunion, and I've just realized that my airplane is leaving next Wednesday. And I was wondering, do you think you guys could talk on a Tuesday night instead of a Wednesday night?
I got to look at my calendar. Oh, yeah, I can do it. I can do it, Julie. Yeah.
Good. Okay, that's Tuesday night. Okay.
Dee can.
Oh, that works for you, Dee, right?
Yes. Yes.
Great. All right. Christine?
The same for me, Rahel.
Tuesday night, perfect.
Oh, good, you guys. And Rahel, can you do that?
Yes, I can.
Oh, you guys are the best. Thank you. It came up just recently, and I wasn't sure I was going to go, and then I thought, oh, dear, I might as well go. You know, it's so fun, but it's like I have this thought, if only I had dropped those 10 pounds that I had before. So anyway, you know, it is what it is. So everybody just goes and you just laugh it up. Okay, guys. So, and anyone listening to this tape, if you want to join us next week, we will be together on Tuesday evening. All righty. Anyone listening to this. Thank you, guys. So I'll talk with you same time, same station, next Tuesday.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great week, you guys. Thank you.
You too. Bye. Thank you, Julie.
You bet. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.